the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Oh, sorry, folks, we're back. I thought my microphone was muted. I'm glad I didn't say anything embarrassing. I was just watching a little of Weekend at Bernie's. I can't bring you much dialogue from Bernie because he's dead. So it's a silent movie as far as Bernie's concerned, but it's funny as all get out. So let's go back to, if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. And let's take a look at the headlines over at Breitbart. The mainstream, lamestream, fake news, enemy of the people media is attempting to make it politically, well, now wait a minute, how are they, let's frame this, folks. You've got to find a way to make any criticism of Joe Biden. What's the one way to end discussion? This is right out of the playbook, page one, you know, of the coach's playbook for the left. You open the cover, and what's the play that's been played so many times that they, you know, you put those little round rings in your binder because the page is torn out? What's the page they use the most? You've got to make it racist to criticize Joe Biden as being senile or demented. That's got to somehow be racist. That's the only way to get people to comply and shut up, crawl around and bark like a dog. So let's think about this. This is a challenge, isn't it? Imagine you're a left-wing strategist, ladies and gentlemen, and you're trying to figure out how can we make it appear that calling Joe Biden demented or senile is racist. Let's see. I don't see it. Joe Biden's a white guy. Where's the racist angle here? Where is the racist angle? They're going to come up with one. They will, because on everything, they've managed to make it racist to do anything that they disapprove of. So they're going to come up with a way. I am not brilliant enough. I don't have the demented neurons necessary to come up with that one. But they will come up with something. They're working on it now. They're staying up sleepless nights trying to think how they can make it racist to criticize Joe Biden on his mental state. Anyway, they've got to keep this up. Weekend at Bernie's had to last the length of the movie. What, you had to keep up the illusion for, let's see here. The movie runtime is 110 minutes. But they're going to have to keep up this illusion for 8 months. That's a long time. And somebody's going to notice that Biden is not all there. And the heat, oh, it's going to get worse. He's going to make slip-ups so much worse than the ones he made yesterday. He's got 8 months to go. And remember, this is... he's not even in the ring with Donald Trump. He's making these screw-ups on his own in casual, small events. And by the way, isn't that interesting? All of Joe Biden's events are small events. I wonder why. Bernie's had a couple crowds of a few thousand people. Biden has never had a crowd like that. How are they going to put together crowds? So at his small events, he's going to have these incredible gaffes, but then there'll be a lot of people. He'll be in the ring with the champ, with Donald Trump. I'd have that Rocky music to play right now. He's going to be in the ring with Rocky. Balboa. So anyway, Biden isn't going to make. He isn't going to survive through that. It's going to be very fun. I don't know how many debates they have. Is it only three debates? I think it is only three. The president needs to agitate to make it a dozen or more debates. But he needs these man against man matchups. And if there are only three debates, that's just not enough. And I don't know how long the debates are going to be, but he wants them to be as long as possible, as many and as long as possible and as soon as possible. Don't wait till the last months of the campaign, last weeks. Let's get these debates going right away. Anyway. Let's see what else is going on here. Speaking of Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, here's a nice headline. Because of people like you, remember we talked about Mitt Romney exposing himself, coming out of the closet that he's not really a right winger when he said, we don't want to investigate Hunter Biden. He was all alone by himself, all alone, didn't have anybody. No John McCain to back him up. Nobody, no Susan Collins to back him up, all by himself. Well, Romney, who is a chicken by nature, he got the heebie-jeebies and he backed down. And this I didn't know. Romney's betrayal was more important than I knew. He is on the Senate committee. Let me look it up here, which committee it is. He is on this committee investigating Hunter Biden. And it's the Homeland Security Committee, whose chairman is Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin. Now, the Republicans outnumber the Democrats on the Homeland Security Committee, which by 8-6, 8-6, reflecting their majority in the Senate. But what does that mean if the turncoat traitor, fake Republican Mitt Romney refuses to vote with the other Republicans on the Homeland Security Committee in investigating Hunter Biden? And they'll take resolution after resolution. Like, shall we subpoena this guy? Shall we subpoena that guy? Shall we subpoena this evidence? Shall we hold this hearing? Shall we schedule it for 8 hours or 8 minutes? Shall we cancel it? There'll be vote after vote of that nature. An 8-6 majority. Mitt Romney betrays patriots. It's now 7-7. What? Ron Johnson ain't got nothing at that point. He's got a tie vote in his committee. He can't do a thing. He can't subpoena anybody because the demon rats, of course, will be unanimous. They always are. They don't have turncoats like Mitt Romney and the Democrat Party. That's a Republican specialty. So Romney could have screwed the whole thing. So he must have gotten a lot of heat. So he's saying now he will support an investigation into, we know he doesn't, he's lying. He doesn't support it, but out of fear for his own political skin, he is at least mouthing the words that he supports an investigation into Hunter Biden. Here's the story. Senator Mitt Romney on Thursday expressed disdain towards the investigation into the Ukraine dealings of White House hopeful Joe Biden and his son Hunter, launched by Romney's fellow Republicans, complaining that the probe appears politically motivated. And here's the quote from Romney. He says, there's no question but that the appearance of looking into Burisma and Hunter Biden appears political. And I think people are tired of these kinds of political investigations. No, we're tired of you, Mitt Romney. Romney told reporters. At the time, Romney noted that he was considering a vote to support a GOP subpoena for records linked to the probe. So in other words, meaning he's contemplating voting against the subpoena, killing it. Senate Homeland Security Committee Chairman Ron Johnson, who was leading the effort to obtain the subpoena, reportedly convinced Romney to support the investigation. So we'll go down here through this article. Politico acknowledged that Romney's skepticism could have derailed Johnson's effort to subpoena records in connection to its Ukraine-linked investigation into the Bidens. And see, folks, without the records, you got nothing. You have to get the records of, you know, what Hunter and Joe Biden did. And those have to be subpoenaed. They're not going to cough them up voluntarily. And neither are any of the deep state agencies, like the State Department or any other department. They're not going to cough up any, or the FBI. They're not going to cough up any documents. They are on the other side. Ron Johnson indicated this week that the committee is set to vote next Wednesday. So that's the day after the Michigan primary coming up, on a subpoena for records that represent the for a consulting firm, Blue Star Strategies, that represents the U.S.-based interests of the allegedly corrupt Ukrainian gas company Burisma Holdings. The Republicans will need a simple majority to issue the subpoena. The GOP holds a slim 8-6 majority on the panel, meaning that a no vote from Mitt, the traitor, Romney, I inserted the epithet traitor, could result in a 7-7 tie that would kill the subpoena effort. So stay tuned, folks. This ain't over. This ain't over yet. Watch for Mitt Romney to pull a John McCain. Yeah, you got that. No, we're not tired of these investigations, Mitt. We're tired of you. Let's see if there's something more here. The Bidens have vehemently denied any wrongdoing. And by the way, this is a twofer, folks, because they subpoena Hunter Biden, put him in front of a microphone, and he's proved he's an addled doper. He got bounced out of the Navy for being a cokehead, I believe he was a cokehead. He's going to be completely incoherent under pressure in a Senate hearing. But he's a twofer because you got Hunter, who's going to fall apart, and you got Joe, his dad, who's going to fall apart. And both of them are guilty of the crimes involved. And there's nothing stopping Joe Biden. He can be subpoenaed. He can be put under oath for testimony. That's what the when the demon rats wail, you can't do that. Wait a minute. Who did Adam Schiff want to? He was screaming. He wanted to subpoena who? Donald Trump. Who did Jerry Nadler want to subpoena? Donald Trump, the sitting president, not a candidate, the sitting president. And of course, Joe Biden is not the Democrat candidate. He is a candidate with no more standing in that regard than has Ying Yang or Tulsi Gabbard or Hopalong Cassidy or whoever else among the 30, 40, 5 or 600 different people announced as candidates for the Demon Rat nomination. No, he has no immunity from being hauled in front of a Senate committee under oath. So he's going to be asked questions. Then Hunter's going to be asked the same questions. Their answers better match. The father is demented. The son is drug-addled. This could get good. And Democrats demand, now see this here, oh, here's a new headline. Democrats demand that Trump cancel his rallies over the coronavirus. Here we go. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and who else? I mean, one of the most disgusting people in the Demon Rat Party is Congresswoman Jackie Speier, Democrat of California. It is painful to watch her. Here she is. Listen to her.
Regarding the coronavirus. I don't think the president is capable of telling us the truth about the coronavirus, and I regret saying that. I think we have to rely on the scientists who are attempting to tell the truth, even when they have to contradict the president. The fact that he is not willing to cancel his various rallies suggests that he is willing to place even his most ardent supporters at risk, because we're supposed to stay 6 feet away from other persons in order to mitigate the exchange of those viruses. I think that he is showing, unfortunately, why he is so ill-prepared to guide our country during this time of crisis. California Congresswoman Jackie Speier, you will...
Jackie Speier, she pronounced it Speier, spelled Spire. Oh, well. Jackie Speier, what a disgusting excuse for a U.S. congressman. Disgusting. And you'll notice, just you heard how bad that was. And what do they want to do, of course? Cancel the Trump rallies. And if you don't cancel your rallies, you're trying to make people, just the way I started the show out, you're Satan. This is not the coronavirus. This is the Trumpavirus. You started this whole thing, Donald Trump. You're Satan himself. You're trying to infect all of your supporters. Wow. How low? My soundtrack here should be the Limbo Stick track. How low can you go? Limbo, limbo, limbo stick. How low can the Democrats go under the limbo stick? Pretty damn low. And, you know, unfortunately, well, you know, the good news is there's enough common sense among our people that the Jackie Speiers, that they're, you just have to use the technical term. The Latin medical term for this bullshit. You just have to use that term simply because nothing else describes Jackie Speier or what she's saying. You know, the word lie, it's not powerful enough. Deception, you have to use a stronger term because it's that bad. And I like the little twist she put in there. She says, I hate to say this. Oh, she hates to say this. Really? You hate to say it, Jackie. That's like Nancy Pelosi, who prays constantly for Donald Trump. We know she does. That couldn't possibly be bullshit, could it? But fortunately, our people seem to have enough residual common sense. Or which another way to describe that is the ability to detect such stuff, to detect this substance, to ascertain, to discern the odor with one's nostrils when it is present. Anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted
We're back,
into
folks.
Town
That's
and stayed
big,
all
Big Bad
alone.
Donald John Trump. Kind of quiet and I'll have you know. We got Chris near Las Vegas. He's on the line there. Chris, how you doing?
Well, I'm very well, James, and thanks for taking my call today. I was going to adjust your perspective of Hunter Biden a little more accurately because it was in Arizona, as I recall, where he was involved in a traffic collision on the road after his, maybe during his service or maybe after, but he had a crack pipe and white powder and stuff that he was smoking that he left behind along with his special diplomatic immunity credentials and special business card as a U.S. attorney or something of that nature. That
he left secret service cards there.
Yes, exactly. Now, as for Mitt Romney, it's my contention. Now, I'm not a psychic, but I've seen this play before. I think Mr. Romney is going to do the old John McCainite move of he's going to claim that, yes, oh, yes, I'm going to support Ron Johnson, and I will support the investigation of the Bidens and Burisma and all the other stuff going on over there. But at the last minute, he'll claim he had an attack of conscience and his morals won't let him go through with holding these fine men, supposedly, to accountability and putting them through the dangerous defamation of their character, investigating them for these unfortunate circumstances or some other nonsense like that, because Mitt Romney is absolutely compromised. He has never been a conservative. He is owned by Orit Gadeesh, number two at the Mossad, Miss Hebrew U, and also summa cum laude at Harvard University, and she was the one who hired Mitt Romney at Bain Capital. I think I've reminded you of those facts before, but they've somehow missed the mainstream, surprisingly. And that's
well,
how
Mitt
he
Romney
got
was so Mitt Romney was so delicate and concerned about the well-being of other people that the way he made his millions of dollars, folks, is that as a shark investor who would buy up companies, he would study a company and realize, well, let's see, at the stock price for this company, the assets of the company exceed that. So he'd swoop in on a distressed company where their stock was depressed, buy up the company, then fire the people who work there, to hell with the people that work there, fire those people, sell the assets of the company for a profit, and then move on to his next victim.
You know, there's another one just like that, James, and that was Phoenix University down in Phoenix, Arizona, that the Obama administration withdrew all the federal funding. I'm guessing Mitt Romney was probably in on that one also. And then whenever the stock prices plunged below $114 a share down to virtually nothing because there weren't any federal funds, they swooped in, bought up all the stock, and magically the funding reappeared again. That sounds like a Mitt Romney maneuver to me, if I had to, one of their tactics of predatory corporate raiding, if you don't mind me observing.
Yes, he's a corporate raider, exactly. And that's exactly how he made his hundreds of millions of dollars, Mitt Romney. That's how he did it. By the way, I got to shake his hand one time. I was at the in Ames, Iowa, at Iowa State University, at the Iowa State straw poll in 2000, I think it was August of 2007, with the Ron Paul campaign. I went up there and led the Ron Paul chants and cheers, and we marched through the other competing candidate camps. Remember, Ron Paul was running for president, and Mitt Romney was trying as well. Mike Huckabee was trying. I got to meet those guys, Huckabee, Romney, and his wife. And by the way, you just reminded me of something wonderful, Chris, and that is this. Did you see the headline? One of the things that was really fun during the Ron Paul 2008 presidential campaign was the Ron Paul blimp. This was a blast. And somehow the Ron Paul campaign managed to raise enough money to hire a blimp out of, boy, now I'm challenging my memory here. It was somewhere in Maryland on the Chesapeake Bay there, or in that area, was a blimp company. And the paid to have Ron Paul written on the side of the blimp. And then that blimp was flown up and down the East Coast. It never got to the, you know, another parts of the country, but it was flown up and down the East Coast for Ron Paul rallies. I saw it a couple of times. It was wonderful, absolutely wonderful. But now Donald Trump, brilliant move. He has announced he will be commissioning a Trump blimp. A Trump blimp that will be going, will be specializing in the battleground states where it counts. And the we'll come back. I'll talk about the Trump blimp because hopefully all of you out there will get a chance to see it. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much, James. I think I'll ring off. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
The miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Guess my opinion is all out of style.
We're back, folks.
All the don't get me started.
During our 2-hour Sunday spectacular from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time every Sunday, the Trump phenomenon. Just talked about the Trump blimp. I don't know if there's an article. Let's just see if there's an article about it yet that's easily accessible. But this was so fun during the Ron Paul campaign. When the Ron Paul blimp would come up over a crowd, it just drove the enemies of Ron Paul, it drove them berserk. And I don't see an article yet on the blimp, but this is going to happen. I know it's affordable because Ron Paul's campaign was able to buy it. And Ron Paul, the funding available to the Ron Paul campaign was peanuts compared to what's available to the Trump movement. So there, I would say there may not only be a Trump blimp. I'm all set for the idea that it's going to be such a smash hit. People are going to be saying, we want the blimp over here. No, we want the blimp over here. People are going to say, yeah, we need four blimps. Let's get four of them. It's not that expensive, as it turns out. You rent the blimp. They're in hangars. They're on the near Kitty Hawk, actually, near where the Wright brothers invented flying. And you have to pay for your banner, which goes over the, you know, gets strapped to the side of the blimp. And then you pay for the air crew and the rental time on the blimp. And then the only sort of distraction is weather. It can only go up in certain weather. So at times your blimp is grounded. Ron Paul had to deal with that. And but boy, is it wonderful. If you've got a rally going And all of a sudden, that beautiful blimp. And Ron Paul, of course, is a smaller type than Trump. T-R-U-M-P, five huge letters. You don't need any Donald on it. Just Trump. And then some kind of a saying underneath it. You know, something, I don't know, Trump 2020, that'll be on there probably. But some other kind of a additional saying. You got room to put a slogan on there. And the they also have blimps that light up in the dark, but that's a whole different budget there. You know who needs that? You want the blimp that's just beautiful in the day. Banners are nice too, but the blimp is just unbeatable. And they can land anywhere. They can land at any small airport pretty much. They have a tender car that drives in front of the blimp. So when the blimp has to land, the ground crew secures the blimp. I had friends who went up in the Ron Paul blimp and met it outside there of Columbia, South Carolina. I had a friend who didn't go up in the blimp, but met Ron Paul getting off of the blimp. And so there you go. That's an exciting thing coming up. Let's see here. Here's what I was going to talk about, getting back to the coronavirus. I promised you I'd go to the website of Johns Hopkins University, which has a thing called, they call the coronavirus dashboard. And there's a lot to be gleaned from this dashboard as to what's going on with the coronavirus. Well, let me just extract here a couple of the things. It's an interesting thing. You want to take a look at it when you do your search. Just do Johns Hopkins. People forget to put that S at the end of Johns. Johns Hopkins dashboard coronavirus. And you'll come up with this outstanding current live coronavirus chart. And what jumps out at you is this. How good a job is Donald Trump doing to the extent that he can influence the course of this infection in the U.S.? Well, I'll tell you what, the numbers say he's doing incredibly well. 511, we are led to believe, 511 U.S. people have the coronavirus. Now, this, by the way, might include all kinds of Chinese. Did you know that there are 3.8 million Chinese living in the United States? Han Chinese, 3.8 million. That's right. Anyway, how many of them are actually Americans? We don't know, but 511 U.S. residents. Well, how big is that? Let's see. Switzerland, which is what? What's the population of Switzerland? About 10 million people? 1/30 of the U.S. has 337. They have an incredibly good healthcare system, an incredibly beautiful people, very clean place and people. You couldn't find a better place than Switzerland. They have a give or take 100 and some people. They have the same infection that we have. That's awfully good. And they're 1/30 our size. So their infection rate is 30 times ours. Same thing applies to the Netherlands, the United Kingdom. They all have about the same amount of sick people as we do. Oh, and by the way, not sick people, because as you've seen on your TV, the fake news media won't show you this, but Fox has shown you. Fox has done interviews with people who test positive for coronavirus, who will say right on the screen, there was one guy who was tested for positive for coronavirus five times. He was on one of those coronavirus ships, the one in Yokohama. He said, well, what's it been like having coronavirus? And the guy said, I've never had a symptom of any kind. You've never had a cold or sneeze or fever or anything? No, I have not had any symptom of coronavirus. It's simply that his immune system tests positive, meaning it's been exposed to the coronavirus. And that's what most of these people on this confirmed cases chart, that's their experience. They're not sick. They test positive for exposure to coronavirus. They're not necessarily sick in any way, shape, or form. But here's the interesting thing. First of all, very little of this disease in the U.S., and then the number of fatalities listed is 17. The total for the U.S. is listed as 17 in Kings County, Washington, and then I think we have a couple in California. Let me go down here. They don't break it down by country here. They go by provinces, which gets interesting, actually. Switzerland has two. But here's the thing. Where are these deaths? 2,986 deaths. Let's just call it 3,000 in Hubei province, China. Now, that's out of a total of 3,800 deaths. 3,000 of them are in this one province in China, Hubei, which is where the city Wuhan is. How many people live in Hubei? 58 million. That's a small part of a 1.3 billion China. Now, are there any other provinces of China where there are a lot of deaths? No. They're all in Hubei. The next province with any number of deaths is Henan province, which is directly north of Hubei, which has 22 deaths. Kind of basically zero next to Hubei. And then the next one down after that is has 13 deaths, Heilongjiang province in the far north of China. But Hubei is right smack dab in the middle on the Yangtze River of China. So here's what I'm extracting from this, folks. All these deaths are in one actually small part of China. 58 million doesn't seem small, but out of 1.3 billion, it is. So the disease, you know, someday we'll find out what actually happened. But however, and for whatever reason, it's confined to one small area, even of China itself. So this disease is containable, is what it appears to be. The Chinese appear, if we trust their numbers, containing it in their own country. So, and I the disease is what it is. But of course, we patriots, we hope it will have minimal effect on the United States. It will not cancel Trump rallies. It will not adversely affect, through the lies of the enemy of the people media, the Trump campaign. That's what we hope. We hope the coronavirus dissipates, as have all other such influenzas and colds and viruses, as have all the dozens prior. We hope that, unlike the media hopes this will turn into a polio epidemic combined with the bubonic plague, combined with the Spanish flu of 1918 that killed 50 to 100 million people, the worst epidemic in the history of the world, killed even more people than the Black Plague, but maybe not on a percentage basis, but numerically. That's what the left wants. They are the merchants of chaos, the merchants of death, the merchants of lies, people like Jackie Speer. Anyway, that's interesting. And meanwhile, other numbers here of deaths. Why Italy? I don't know. 366 deaths in Italy. Odd. What happened there? And, you know, there's usually a hidden story on these things. There's usually something like, oh, now I see. When you find out what the media, the lying enemy of the people media, is not reporting, there's probably a why, an explanation as to what happened in Italy that patriots would want to know, but the media, the lying media, doesn't want you to know. Then there are 194 deaths in Iran. That's interesting. Why Iran? Probably another story there. Then South Korea, 50 deaths. That's not so mysterious, South Korea being adjacent to China, and that number 50 being not so great. Then France with 19 deaths. don't know what the story is there. There are a lot of Chinese in France. I think the number is 700,000. Pretty easy explanation there. So much for multiculturalism and kumbaya. Yeah, let's import the whole, nothing wrong with globalism. Yeah, we're all one big happy family. Let's all hug each other. What could go wrong? Let's see. Spain has 17 deaths. I'm going down the list here. It's dropping very fast. Then Kings County, Washington, 17 deaths. Again, why in this one place, and especially in this one old folks home, which is like, you know, probably a hospice, a place where sadly people's elderly relatives are expected to die, and they can't afford to put them in a hospital for long-term care. But what happened there? There's probably a hidden story, isn't there, that somebody knows and they're not telling. What happened there? Probably one Typhoid Mary person who infected everybody in that building. That's my best guess. Beijing, the capital of China, only 8 deaths. And Beijing, how big is that city? I don't know. The Chinese have so many, more than 1 million cities. Nobody, there isn't anybody who's not Chinese who could name all the Chinese cities over 1 million population. You could name all the American cities over 1 million. No way you could name, there are so many in China. That's another thing to think about in China. They're living on top of each other. They're piled on each other in microscopically small living quarters with completely overtaxed sanitation and public health systems. Nothing like, they don't have anything like what we have with front yards and backyards and grass and trees and wide streets. You know, you have your own home. It's unimaginable. Your own home with a garage in China? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? You want to make me laugh? To have a lawnmower in China? Your lawnmower's made in China, but nobody needs one in China. They live in giant concrete cubicle structures. All their plumbing tied together, all their air systems, all their ventilation, heat, and air, cooling, all tied together. Then let's see, other places with deaths. Just tiny numbers outside of that. Tiny numbers of 2, 3, 2 here, 3 there, 1 here. Switzerland with 2, the United Kingdom with 2, Argentina with 1, Western Australia 1, Egypt 1. This is not sweeping the world. This is not the Spanish flu of 50 to 100 million dead of 1918. So many dead people in Philadelphia, they were piling them up in the street, and they didn't have people. Who wants to pick up the bodies of people who have a disease that you pick one of the bodies up and you might be dead 48 hours later? Who wants to do that? So there were untended dead in the streets of places like Philadelphia. We don't have that. And as I say, most of the people in this list of 109,000, well, let's contrast this with the swine flu. 66 million people got the swine flu. Over 250,000 went to the hospital, and over 13,000 died. That was in, do you remember it? Were you all freaked out about it? Were they canceling rallies? Were they canceling meetings? Were they canceling schools because of the swine flu, which killed over 13,000 people and a large percentage of them being children, which is what you have in schools? Did they cancel school for swine flu? No, they didn't. What changed? Donald Trump is what changed. You've got to make Donald Trump look bad. You've got to tar and feather Donald Trump. You've got Trump derangement syndrome. Everything bad that ever happened. I love the, somebody said this on TV. I don't know who it was. Some brilliant person like Mike Huckabee or one of these brilliant people He said, here's what a liberal is. A liberal is a person who, when he wakes up in the morning, he rubs his eyes and says, I don't know what it is yet, but I know Donald Trump is going to do something really evil today. We'll be right, let's see, we'll be right back with our last segment in just a moment. If you want to call in, we can get in one last call. See you in a moment.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big yes, John. Yes, Donald John Trump. And we're in our last segment here, and I'll tell you what I'm going off. You may find this something that's an enjoyable resource for you and helpful and encouraging. Encouraging is a better word for your family. Go to what's called the dashboard at Johns Hopkins University. Just in your search bar, just search Johns Hopkins dashboard. That's all you need right there. And if you want to add to it, you can add coronavirus. But you get this interactive chart that gives you, it really tells you, for instance, I can look at my state of North Dakota here and see that there are no cases. zero. I can look at my neighboring state of Minnesota and see, let's see, if I click on Minnesota, what do I get? I get the county, confirmed one case, active, yes. One case in Ramsey County, Minnesota, which I guess is St. Paul or somewhere like that. The nearest other case I can find in Wisconsin. I can find one case in Madison who is recovered. No cases in South Dakota. No cases in Iowa. I can go to Nebraska and I find, this is data, folks, at your fingertips. In Douglas County, Nebraska, one case, it is currently active, not yet recovered. No cases in Wyoming, no cases in Montana, no cases in Winnipeg or Manitoba or Saskatchewan. Nearest case in Canada is in Calgary, quite a ways away. And no cases, well, there's some cases in Ontario, but all the way over in Toronto. But that's, you know, you can find out whatever your state is. Click on your state. You'll find out what county they're in and what their status of that case is. Now, that's not a panic, folks. That is not a panic. Also, they have recovered. Another statistic they cover here at Johns Hopkins. And remember, Johns Hopkins, you know, the Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins, U.S. Naval Medical Facility, those are the UCLA, those are the best in the world. And Johns Hopkins is among them. So these are the top immunologists, epidemiologists. This is updated, this one. This chart I'm looking at was updated. It's now 4:57. It was updated 30 minutes ago. So it's being updated more than hourly. The only hot spots in the U.S. are in L.A., San Francisco, Seattle. Nothing in Trump country across the United States. And then on the East Coast, you got New York. Not even Philadelphia. Philadelphia, not even Washington, D.C. Boston, New York. And that's it. Florida, nothing. Nothing in Miami. Nothing. Nothing in Jacksonville. So Donald Trump has done a great job. And even within the, you know, the Chinese themselves, as incompetent as they are, if we're to believe their figures, they've managed to limit this epidemic to Hubei province, 58 million people. What is that? What is 58 million to 1.3 billion? It's, like what? A little more than 1/30th of their population. It'd be like the United States restricting our coronavirus to one state like Indiana or something. We're running out of time. We'll have to meet up again tomorrow to pick up where we left off here in the Trump Clubhouse. So I'll see you tomorrow night, 9 to 10 p.m. Monday Eastern Time. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. I hope you got a little encouragement from today's show. See you tomorrow. So long. I went through life, my ways were fast. And many times I played. I found my thoughts had washed away. The truth in what she said. Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.